Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you all. Your Lordship comes to you in the form of Mr. Tommy Lorenzo Hart, a former Christian preacher minister. He is author of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. My Lord would like to share the findings of his 38-year study on the contents of the book commonly known as the King James Bible, but which Mr. Hart says is the Vatican's one and only authorized version of the Bible. Our Father is not a Christian or a religionist. He has come to unravel Vatican deception by decrypting Bible content. Our Lord brings to light the secrets of the Vatican and reveals the now 400-year stratagem with the level-headed study and analysis unlike any other. His Excellency unscrambles the authorized version's confusing text and separates truth from fiction. He defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, and God. His premise, the King James Version, written in 1611, is a book of law, the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white. The Vatican is a governmental body, institution, for the purpose of subjugating all non-white people and undermining all whom they call black or African people worldwide through what Vatican law deemed the curse. All while hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion, using the Bible in perversity and deceit. Mr. Hart's bibliography is the King James Bible, the authorized version of the Roman Catholic Church, a product of the Vatican. So without further ado, I want to introduce the host of the show, my Lord, Tommy Hart. Father, are you with us?
Yes, I am here, Mr. Welch. And thank you for that. We're going to talk about following the Lord. In what ways and how does the Lord want his people to follow him? First, we start out with a question coming from Job 28, verse 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And for the answer, we go to Proverbs 2:6, which says, the Lord giveth wisdom. Next, the question, back to Job 28:12, where is the place of understanding? And for that, we go back to Proverbs 2:6. Out of his mouth, out of the Lord's mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. The scripture also says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Job 28:23 says, God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. Okay. Now, Hosea 11:10. Hosea 11:10 says, they shall walk after the Lord. It says in Revelation, his servants, God's servants, shall serve him. Here in Hosea 11:10, the scripture says, they shall walk after the Lord. The servants of the Gentiles, the servants of God, are to walk after the Lord. Now we're going to look and dig deep into this walk after. We'll take a look at what it is to walk after the Lord. Matthew 8:22. We have the commandment coming from the Word of God. The commandment says, follow me. Follow the Lord. They shall walk after the Lord. Matthew 9:9. Again, we have the commandment, follow me, coming from the Word of the Lord. And I'm using the AVB, the Authorized Version. Again, this is the 400th anniversary. This year is the 400th anniversary of this book, the Authorized Version Bible. 400 years into its publication, or since it was first published in England in 1611. All right, walking after the Lord, following the Lord by commandment, Luke 9:61. Luke 9:61. The word of God speaks to me, saying, Lord, I will follow thee. The Lord says in Luke 9:61, Lord, I will follow thee. And so as we read, the Lord instructs the people, the servants of God, saying, follow me as he has declared he will follow God. And this God in me, he will follow this God in me. Okay. So walking after the Lord, the first thing we have is a commandment, follow the Lord. The Lord has promised to follow me, God. Genesis 42:18. In Genesis 42:18, the Lord says, I fear God. The Lord says that he fears God. Then he says in the same statement, Genesis 42:18, to the people, this do and live. Fear God. And then we have this in Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes 12:13, the commandment to the people and the servants of God, fear God and keep his commandments. So the Lord has said, and these are papal statements, he has said he fears God, and he bids the people and the servants of God to follow him, and he has declare to God that he will follow God. He has declared to me he will follow me. Fear God and keep his commandment. Next we have in Exodus 21, 5, walking after the Lord, following the Lord as he fears God. Exodus 21:5. And we have a statement here, almost centrally located in Exodus 21:5. A four-word declaration, I love my master. These are the words of the Lord saying, I love my master. And who is his master? His master is God. So, by declaration, the Lord declares, I love my master. He has declared, I fear God. He bids the people to fear God and keep his commandments and to follow him. Okay? Following him by fearing God and loving God. Luke 10:27. In Luke 10:27. We find these words. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Loving God, fearing God, following God. Acts 27:25. All right. Acts 27:25. These words, three words, the Lord declares, I believe God. I believe God, I love my master, I fear God, I believe God. Declarations made by the Lord in this public document, the AVD, and he bids the people, the servants of God, to follow him, and they are to follow him in these ways. Fearing God, loving God, believing God. John 9:38. The Lord says to me, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Second Corinthians 4:13. So the Lord says he believes God, he loves God, he fears God, and he speaks directly to God, saying, Lord, I believe. He speaks directly to me, saying, Lord, I believe. 2 Corinthians 4:13. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, this statement is found. I'll read the whole verse. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Now we have this declaration coming from the people, the Gentiles. We also believe, and therefore speak. The Lord declares to God he believes. This Gentile statement, this word of conformity with the Lord, saying, we also believe. So, I will say this statement is said to God, and me. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we also believe and therefore speak. Now, they speak to me, they, the papacy, and the Gentiles speak to me from the Bible. They are to speak to me physically. Physically. Talk to me. Person to person. So, believing God, the servants of God are to be believing God. They are to be loving God. They are to be fearing God and keeping his commandments. Philippians 1:29. This statement spoken to the Gentiles, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. To suffer for his sake. Now, why is that there? That statement is there because of the judgment that is come upon the Gentiles. And that judgment comes from, or begins with this statement in Genesis 15, wherein is written, Genesis 15:13-14, thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. Many of the Africans were scattered by the Gentiles, acting at the word of the Lord, all caps, the papacy, and we have served the Gentiles. As slaves forced, we have been forced to serve the Gentiles as slaves. Many of us in a land that is not ours, and we still have evidence of that right now, today. Many blacks are where they are because of their being scattered and placed in lands that are not theirs, having served the Gentiles as slaves. Listen, as I read on, and they, the Gentiles, shall afflict them 400 years. Mm-hmm. Verse 14, Genesis 15, and also that nation, says the Lord, all caps, this papal statement, also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And this nation whom blacks have served as slaves is the nation of the Gentiles, alias white people, Europeans they are. And, okay, I'll stop right there. I will judge the nation that they served as slaves, the nation of Gentiles. So, Scripture says to them, the Gentiles, to you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. All right? Next we go to a commandment found in 2 Chronicles 20:20. Second Chronicles 20:20. These words and it is a 6-word commandment. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. Let's turn to Proverbs 1:18 to see what law therein is being talked about. Believe in the Lord your God. Psalm 118:27, it says, God is the Lord. Which Lord? Which hath showed us light. And that's what I have done for a year today. I have done weekly for a year today. I have been showing light to the Gentiles and the people. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. I have shown the servants of God light on a weekly basis for an entire year today. Today is the first anniversary of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Okay? God is the Lord. Scripture has declared me God and Lord of the Gentiles and other people. So the commandment, believe in the Lord your God. So we have these things thus far. The Gentiles, the servants of God, and the people are to believe in the Lord their God. They are to love the Lord their God. They are to fear the Lord their God and keep his commandments. And black people should be happy and black people should rejoice in this information, because, and we will see to a greater extent as we go along, judgment is to come upon the Gentiles for what they have done to and against black people. The scripture says, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. The scripture says, again, I say to you, rejoice. The servants of God are commanded to rejoice in the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Black people should greatly rejoice in this information. Another reason why black people should rejoice is that I give clarity to Scripture. The crucial word of the AVB is in a confused state in the AVB. Therefore, there are people who say, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. It was not meant for them to understand on their own. I began this program with the question, the two questions, where can wisdom be found and where is the place of understanding? The wisdom of Scripture and the understanding of Scripture. And the word of the Lord declares that the Lord gives wisdom. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. From whose mouth? From the mouth of the Lord comes knowledge and understanding of the scriptures, the crucial matter of Bible content. So, believing God, loving God, let's say this. The scripture says that I read earlier, Genesis 42:18, do this and live. Believe God, love God, fear God, and keep his commandments. A simple plan. Plan of believing, loving, fearing, and keeping commandments. We will continue, and as we come back after this break for our announcements, I will talk on trust. Trust. On the other side of the announcements, Mr. Welch, are you there?
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. We're back now, and walking after the Lord. The people have the law says, the law of God says that the people, the servants of God, shall walk after the Lord. And I am showing step by step what this walking after entails. The simple plan, a simple doing. We have stated the people and the Gentiles are to believe God. They are to love God. They are to fear God. And these are not new concepts. Let's say that. These are not new concepts. People talk about that. People talk about loving God. Many people this day in church will be exhorted to love God. Many will be exhorted to fear God. Many will be exhorted to follow God. Many, many sermons are priests on this day. So these are not new concepts. What is new is our understanding and knowledge of God. We see in the many episodes of this Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast that when the Bible speaks, and it speaks many, many times of God, that it is not talking about a God up in the sky that cannot be seen, cannot be touched, cannot be listened to physically. It's not talking about something, some illusion up in the sky somewhere, but it speaks of a God right here on earth where no man is, no man being a nickname, a Bible nickname for God. A God right here on earth that people can see. God is approachable. And we see by means of this program that we see, my earplug fell out. We see by means of this program that God does speak with man. And God lives. God has a physical life, a physical body. Huh? We see the truth of God that the Bible speaks of. Therefore, again, I say, not only should the Gentiles rejoice, because in their book, the AVB, things that the prophets have spoken of are realized today. Not only is that noteworthy, but that is worthy of much rejoicing, much talk about. And black people should rejoice in these things because of the knowledge that is being dispensed here on Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Understanding the way of the Lord, understanding who the Lord God is, understanding the papacy's role in the crucial matter of Bible content, understanding that the Bible speaks in detail of the Gentiles' conquest and enslavement and oppression of black people. What a book. What a book. The most revered book of the Gentiles speaks in detail on the conquest and enslavement, the Gentiles' conquest and enslavement of black people. And we now know that the word Gentile is a reference to those who call themselves white people now, Europeans, the people who conquered and enslaved black people. What a book. What a book, what an understanding we have of that book now. Understanding coming from the one the Bible calls and declares as Lord and God. And that is worth repeating. The one the Bible, the AVB authorized version, calls God and Lord, and no man as a nickname, the secret name of God in the AVB, no man. What a book. Believe in the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20:20. That's easy to remember, 2020 vision. In 2 Chronicles 20:20, we have a commandment, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established, believe his prophets. As we read the AZB, and these, as I unravel these things in the AZB, we are seeing the words of the prophets, who were the prophets. I say the prophets were past popes. Crucial matter of Bible content comes from past popes. That's why you hear me say papal statement or papal statements. Okay, now we turn our attention to the law on trust. Trust, and we're still talking about walking after the Lord, as the law declares in Hosea 11:10, they shall walk after the Lord. And this walking after, what does that mean? That means to walk in agreement with the Lord, to walk in conformity with the word of the Lord that is in the AZB, Authorized Version Bible. Let's go way back, or way forward, to the book of Revelation. And I will read a statement, Revelation 21, verse 3. And it says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he, God, will dwell with them. This is the law, reading of the law. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. 2 Chronicles 20:17, the last statement in the verse, for the Lord will be with you. God himself shall be with them and be their God. God has been called. God has been called. I have been called by a papal calling. The calling coming from the AVB. The Gentiles, the prophets, have called for God to come. They have confessed to God, saying, I and my people are wicked. That is those of the Vatican and his people, the Gentiles, are wicked. And the one wickedness that they speak about is what I spoke about a little earlier, when I spoke about the Gentile conquest of Africa and enslavement and scattering of its Africa's people, Aboriginal people, the black people. And that the nation whom the black people served as slaves, that nation, God has said he will judge. And we are in that time of judgment now. We are in the time of judgment now. Scripture declares that he, God, shall show judgment to the Gentiles. Okay? And in showing the judgment to the Gentiles, apparently that showing is to not limited to the Gentiles, but to black people and other people as well, all other people as well. God shall be with them God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord will be with you. Now, this statement, the Lord will be with you, also has this meaning. The word with there in this Second Chronicles 20:17 statement, with means here in agreement with. In agreement with. The papacy, the words of the prophets are in agreement with me. The Lord will be with you. We can say that is a promise, that is a papal promise to God. The Lord will be with you. The papacy is supposed to be with me, in agreement with me. Okay? Because certainly the word, the prophet's words are in agreement with me. That's a wonderful thing. I have the Bible, and that Bible, this Bible, is in agreement with the things that I say and put forth. I am in agreement with the prophets, the words of the crucial words coming from the prophets. I am in agreement with them, the words of the prophets and the prophets and the prophets and the words of the prophets. The words of the prophets are with me. We agree with one another. The Lord will be with me. As I am with the Lord. Listen, look here. I see in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 32, the last statement in the verse. We're speaking about walking after the Lord. Walking after the Lord. If we are walking after the Lord, we are walking after in agreement, harmony with conformity, and we are conforming with the words of the Lord. Here in 2 Chronicles 20:32, the last statement in the verse, beginning with this word, doing. Doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Doing that which is right, I say, in the sight of the Lord. Walking after the Lord. Fearing God. It says, do this and live in Genesis 42:18. Do what? Fear God. Fear God and keep his commandments. Love the Lord thy God. Believe God. And again, now we come to the law on trust. And we go to Psalm 25, verse 2. Psalm 25, verse 2. In Psalm 25, verse 2, the statement says, O my God, I trust in thee. O my God, I trust in thee. Walking after the Lord, trusting in God. O my God, I trust in thee. To have full confidence in God, to have full confidence in the words of God. O my God, I trust in thee. Psalm 64:10. Psalm 64:10. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. That's the law. That's the law. And we see that many statements, many papal statements in the AVB make up the law of God. Okay? The law of God is not just one statement. All right? It's comprised of many papal Bible statements. Bible papal statements. Okay. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Walking after the Lord, trusting the Lord, loving the Lord, fearing the Lord, believing the Lord, following the Lord. So we have Psalm 25:2, oh my God, I trust in thee. Talking directly to me, that statement, Psalm 25:2, the papal statement says to me, oh my God, I trust in thee. The word of God speaking directly to me in Psalm 25:2. And here Psalm 64:10, it speaks about the righteousness of the people. The people, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. The word in there, means because of. The righteous shall be glad because of the Lord and shall trust in him. What is the Lord doing? The Lord is giving light. The Lord God is giving information. The Lord God is showing judgment, doing all those things. I am doing all those things. Therefore, the righteous shall be glad because of the Lord and shall trust in him because of the Lord and what he is doing. Okay. Next statement. Romans. Oh, let's go to 1 Timothy 6:17. We'll get to that later. Okay. We'll get to that later. Romans 15:12. Romans 15:12 speaks of God in me, saying, he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, that is an expectation, that is a desire. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, speaking of God, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Okay. The word of God, the papacy has called me by means of the word of God, by the means of papal, a papal calling, and has declared me God and given me right to reign over the Gentiles. That's my work. That's my work. The work of reigning over the Gentiles, and in me, in him, God, shall the Gentiles trust. Reading of the law of God. Getting an understanding of what the will of the Lord is. And we see that these things are have to do with the will of the Lord. Trusting God, trusting in God, believing God, loving God, fearing God, keeping the commandments of God. This do, these things do, and live. Scripture says to the people, the Gentiles. Okay. In him shall the Gentiles trust, Matthew 12:21. Matthew 12:21. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. And in his, God's name shall the Gentiles trust. Mr. Welch, are you with us? If you are, let's hear those announcements again, please. Okay, he must be away from the mic. Okay.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/lawofgods. Again, youtube.com/lawofgods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. Thank you. We're talking about walking after the Lord, walking after the Lord, walking, being in agreement with the Lord, being in agreement with the words of the prophets, the devoted words of the prophets, doing that and those things which are right in the sight of the Lord. Trusting in God, believing God, loving God, fearing God. Fearing God and keeping His commandments. These things are critical. These things are crucial, most important. So these things speak of conduct. Conduct. The conduct of the Gentiles. How are they supposed to walk with respect to conduct? How are they to conduct themselves? Okay? They are to be trusting God, believing God, loving God, fearing God, and keeping God's commandments. Okay? And as I said earlier, these things are not new things. These are not new thoughts or concepts. People talk about these things, but they heretofore have, especially, you know, black people have been misled. Not only black people, other non-Gentile people have been misled by the Gentiles at the word of the papacy, okay, Rome, Italy. Let's finish this uh, We now go to Psalm 62:8. Psalm 62:8. All right, Psalm 62:8. And speaking of God, the papal word says, "Trust in Him at all times, ye people." Trust in God at all times. There is no time that the people are not to be trusting in God. Psalm 37:3. Psalm 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Do good by trusting in the Lord, believing in the Lord, loving the Lord, fearing the Lord, and walking after the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Those things are good. Trusting, believing, fearing God. Those are good things. Psalm 4, verse 5. Well, let's move to Isaiah. What is that? Isaiah 26:4. Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord. How long should the Gentiles and the people be trusting in the Lord? How long? Trust ye in the Lord forever. So we got that. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. How long? Forever. Psalm 4, 5. Psalm 4, 5. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put, this is a commandment, put your trust in the Lord. A couple of times, at least in this episode thus far, I have said that the prophets have called me. The word of God has called me. And I look up here in Psalm 4, verse 3, and I see this statement, this papal statement saying, "The Lord will hear when I call to him." Not only did the word of God call me, but I have heard the word of God. I heard the call, and I have responded and am responding to the call, to the papal call for God. All right. Now we have the Gentiles' word of conformity coming from Isaiah 36. Coming from Isaiah 36:7. All right, Isaiah 36:7. We trust in the Lord our God. We. The Gentiles' statement of conformity, which has to do with their walking after the Lord. They say here in Isaiah 36:7, we trust in the Lord our God. For if they trust in the words of the prophets found in the AVB, then they will trust in God. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. We trust in the Lord our God. Now we go to 1 Timothy 6:17. All right, 1 Timothy 6:17 says, charge them that are rich, and they are to not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, which giveth us richly all things. And the statement says all things to enjoy. Now, I have spoken on all things. I have spoken on things that the Gentiles are supposed to do, things that the Pope is supposed to do, things that the rulers of the Gentiles and those set on high among the Gentiles, things they are supposed to do. I have spoken on those things. And it speaks about the living God, the God that you can see, the God that you can talk to, the God that is approachable, the living God. Okay? And now 1 Timothy 4:10. 1 Timothy 4:10 says another statement of conformity with the word of God, Gentile statement of conformity, we trust in the living God. We trust in the living God. So, the law says, Hosea 11:10, they shall walk after the Lord, the people, the Gentiles, they shall walk after the Lord. They shall walk after the Lord by trusting in the living God, by doing good, and trust the other part is built into that doing good that the people and the Gentiles are supposed to do. They are to trust in God at all times. They are to trust in God forever. They are to believe God. They are to believe in the Lord their God. 2 Chronicles 20:20, the commandment, believe in the Lord your God. They are set to suffer. Okay? They are set to suffer for God's sake. That is shown in Philippians 1:29, the statement I read. It is given to them in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, God, but also to suffer for his sake. All right? Doing those things which are good, trusting God, believing God, loving God, fearing God, and keeping his commandments, they shall walk after the Lord. So, the Gentiles, I read the statement, the commandment, follow me, coming from Matthew 8:22 and Matthew 9:9. Follow me, the people were exhorted to follow the Lord, and we see that they, in what ways and how they are to follow the Lord their God. Now, from the word of God, the people are exhorted to walk after the Lord, to fear God and to keep his commandments, to love God, to believe God, and to trust in God at all times, to trust in the living God at all times. Those things are good. James 4:17, we'll end with it. James 4:17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. the Word of God is clear, what is expected of the Gentiles and the people, the other people, their conduct, the expected conduct of the Gentiles and the people, okay? That's my message for today. Let me read these scriptures, though, about four statements. First Psalm 6:9. So, if you wanted to know, and if you desire to know, what should your conduct be, you know it from this episode, the episode of this program. What's that? Psalm 6:9. All right, Psalm 6:9. The papal statement, the Lord has heard my supplication. That takes me back to the statement, what I read in Psalm 4, from Psalm 4, verse 3, the Lord will hear when I call unto him. Now it says in Psalm 6:9, the Lord has heard my supplication. And, of course, I have heard the supplication of the Lord, the papal supplication coming from the AVB. Psalm 66:19. Psalm 66:19. But verily God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. The thing I am doing is in response to the papacy's call for God. The papacy's word confirms what I say to you. Verily, God has heard me, the papacy declares. The voice of the papacy. Psalm 119:26. Psalm 119:26. These words say, thou heardest me. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. I have heard the voice of the papacy, as that voice is scattered throughout Bible content of the AVB. I have heard the papacy's voice. And Daniel 10:9, these are confirmational words. Daniel 10:9. All right. Daniel 10:9. This is what I have done. I have said it, but this is what is written. I heard the voice of his words. Let me read the statement. Yet heard I the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, now, what is important in that with, and how does that relate to what I'm saying? What have I done? I see here, starting after the word, and when, after that phrase, and when, now we have these words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, these 7 words. I heard the voice of his words. I have heard the voice of the papacy's word set down in scripture. That word, of course, is scattered about, but I have heard the papacy's word, and the work that I am doing now is in response to the papacy's word to me. All right? So, Mr. Welch, that's my message for today. We can go off with the announcements, please.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/Law of Gods. Again, youtube.com/Law of Gods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type The Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
And Mr. Hart, I just want to say another great show has come to an end. But to our listeners, feel free to tune in right here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Thank you, and have a good day.